Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns. And last night, Coach, your guys' team goes on the road at St. Ansgar against a pretty good St. Ansgar team, and they're able to get the best of you last night, Coach. Tell me a little bit about the game.
Yeah, so, you know, anytime you take on St. Ansgar, it's just their style. It's a physical style up front, nothing, not a lot of trapping or pulling. You know, they're on a wishbone offense and just trying to outnumber you at the point of attack and be physical up front. And, you know, this year's team's no different. I think they're in the top, 3 to 5, I think, in rushing yards in Class A. So we knew it was going to be a tough assignment for us. But, kids fought hard and, played hard. Sandsgrove was able to get some things going there in the first quarter. I think they put up, 3 touchdowns, a little bit on a short field on one of those drives. And then after the second quarter, we were able to get in there and we did a better job defensively. The drives that they had were, we made them earn their yards, okay? You know, they're just tough to stop, but, they were getting it 3 to 4 yards at a time and that type of thing. And if it was third and one, they'd get 2. Or if it was 4th and 1, they would get 2, that type of thing. And, offensively, maybe one of our best drives of the year against a quality football team where we drove it about 70 yards, all on the ground. The good thing about that drive was, I think we overcame two penalties. We overcame a 3rd and 18. Logan Bacon was able to run it in from about 20 yards out. And, we actually had another drive in the second quarter that, we were able to move and get a couple first downs. So, I think the second quarter was our best quarter of football. The second half was just a little bit more of the same, having a difficult time. Stopping them. I believe we just turned it over once in the second half on interception that set them up in pretty good field position. But good football team and very good rushing attack, which we've struggled on the defensive side of the ball, stopping other people's runs this year. So ended up in that 54-6 loss.
And Coach, some positives. Were there some positives? I mean, your team finds the end zone. Positives from the game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, anytime you get beat with a lopsided score like that, it's tough after the game, and spirits are down like that. But it's just where we're at right now with this team, and obviously, and we've talked about a lot and. Age-wise, we're extremely young. Experience-wise, that was the eighth game of the year. So, you'd like to think that we've made some steps, in terms of the experience aspect of it and that type of thing. So, we got a little beat up last night as well. I don't think it's hopefully anything serious, but we had to play a lot of different kids there in that fourth quarter. Young kids again there, but so those kids got some good experience, hopefully when we get everybody checked out over the weekend, they'll be feeling better and be able to help us out this week and hopefully get down to Belmont and get that ninth game in.
And Coach, as you mentioned, experience nice for your team with how many young guys you have that have played for you and some more experience for them, because obviously, they'll have a career to continue next year and want to get some guys some experience for next year.
Looking at this team for next year, I think, we've rushed for over 1,800 yards this year, which, from a one-win ball club, you wouldn't maybe expect, but, I think 2 years ago with our playoff team, we rushed for 2,100 yards, and And that was in, that was just 9 games. But if you look at, kind of the big picture here, coming back, next year, we're going to have close to 2,000 yards rushing, and there's a lot of people up front. Well, basically everyone will be back and to both sides of the lines and that type of thing. So, disappointing as it has been in terms of wins and losses this year, I'm hoping for, this team for next year that, some of the lumps that we're taking as a little bit of a younger team will obviously hopefully pay some dividends in the next couple of years ahead.
And, Coach, with that, your season not quite over. As you mentioned, you're hoping to get down to Belmont next Friday to take on the Broncos and play your additional Week 9 game and playing against the team that you guys played last year at home, a Belmont-Clemmy team that has struggled a little bit this year, Coach. So maybe another opportunity. And it gives your couple of seniors one last chance. It's always nice to have that last opportunity.
Exactly. And, Belmont's, they've had a couple tough seasons here. And I know that's hard for them. I know their coach down there. So obviously, they'll be looking for a win as well. So, good matchup, I think, for both teams to finish off the season. Get those senior guys on the field one more time. Try to end the season, on a winning note, which would be a good boost for this group.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, we'll talk to you one more time next Saturday, hopefully after a good contest between Belmont, Clemmy, and Lake Mills. Thanks so much for taking some time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Zarin. Appreciate it.
That was Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns.